Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
Troubles in our little neighborhood. When I told the preacher about it, he said, "Brother, that ain't good. What you need is move up closer. Let the Lord point out your sin. Oh, I'm feeling mighty happy since I made it right with him."
Oh, no, no, not for money. Oh, no, no, not for fame.
Would I trade this happy feeling for any price that you could name? Oh, no, 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 no more worries. Oh, no, 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 no more care.
I just take the Lord my troubles, and he lets me leave them there.
Oh, I'm feeling mighty happy, and he treats me more than fair. I don't reckon you'd believe it, but he's making me his heir. I just wonder how it happened and just how it come to be that the good Lord took a liking to someone the likes of me.
Oh, no, 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 not for money. Oh, no, no, not for fame.
Would I trade this happy feeling for any price that you could name? Oh, no, 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 no more worries. Oh, no, 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 no more care.
I just take the Lord my troubles, and he lets me leave them there. I just take the Lord my troubles, and he lets me leave them there.
Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. Red Savine with Oh No No. Redwood topped the country music charts three times. In 1955, Why Baby Why was a duet with Webb Pierce, two narrations, Giddy Up Go from 1965, and in 1976, Teddy Bear was number one for 3 weeks. Hank Williams arranged for Red Savine to replace him on the Louisiana Hayride in 1949, when Hank left for the Grand Ole Opry. And Red also continued Hank's early morning radio show for the Johnny Fair Syrup Company, and Red joined the Grand Ole Opry in 1954. Our opening song, Oh No No, was originally released by Gusto Records in 1978 on an album titled 16 New Gospel Songs, and they were all written by Mildred and Ross Burke. Tracy Brown is fondly remembered as a member of Family Brown, Canada's most awarded country band. Her father, Papa Joe Brown, was born here in East Leicester between Oxford and Amherst. Their nationally syndicated television show ran for 13 seasons here in Canada, and they toured coast to coast and in Europe as well. Tracy's husband is Randall Prescott, and both are recipients of many Juno Awards, and they're also inductees of the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. Tracy has for us John Newton's 1772 Amazing Grace. When this was first published in 1776, critics were impressed with the simplicity of the lyrics and by the hymn's simple but straight to the heart message. And new to our program are the Last Mountain Boys from Strasburg, Saskatchewan. New Shoes is from the pen of the great Dottie Rambo, and that's following Tracy Brown.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. What was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Sound of angels from across the distant shore, I hear them calling me away. And old friends now are gathered outside my mansion door, and I can feel the earth start to fall away. So I made my reservation for my final destination. I'm changing my location to a mansion in the sky. Gonna wear me some new clothes, like a shiny white gold. I walk around in new shoes, getting ready to move, ready to move. Now the marriage supper's ready, they bid me come and dine. Sit right down at the table with the king. I can see David's making ready his golden harp to play, and I can hardly wait to hear those angels sing. So I made my reservation for my final destination. I'm changing my location to a mansion in the sky. Gonna wear me some new clothes, like a shiny white robe, and walk around in new shoes, getting ready to move, ready to move. I made my reservation for my final destination. I'm changing my location to a mansion in the sky. Gonna wear me some new clothes, like a shiny white robe, and walk around in new shoes, getting ready to move.
New Shoes by the Last Mountain Boys from Saskatchewan, and they're making their debut on the program. Their CD is Feeling at Home, issued in 2012. Amazing Grace, the beautiful vocals of Tracy Brown, originally of Family Brown fame, If you were a country music fan in the 1960s and 70s, there was no bigger star than Sonny James. Born James Loudon, Sonny came out of Hackleburg, Arkansas. He topped the charts in 1956 with Young Love, and then from 1964 to 72, 25 songs were released, and from those 25 songs, 21 reached number one, 3 were number two, and 1 was sitting at number 3. And after that, 10 more in the top 10, including another number one. And many of Sonny's songs were crossover hits on the pop charts. A few of his songs were You're the Only World I Know, Take Good Care of Her, I'll Never Find Another You, Heaven Says Hello, Since I Met You Baby, It's Just a Matter of Time, and of course, dozens more. And from Sonny's 1966 Capitol album, Till the Last Leaf Shall Fall, I have The Bigger We Are. Writers on this one are Gene Chappell and Bob Turbutt. And a big thanks to Alan Valser from Point de Butte, New Brunswick, for the Sonny James Gospel album. And friends, do any of you remember who country Johnny Mathis might be? Now, this is not the Johnny Mathis that we all know. He follows Sonny James with I'm Gonna Thank Jesus.
In my early childhood, like all girls and boys, I would cry over my broken toys. A top I remember was rusted in the rain. The words of my mother eased all the pain. The more we may stumble, the less we shall fall. There's one who was burdened much greater than all. The long Galilean whose hand scars. The more we remember, the bigger we are. My childhood is over, my talk put away. The treehouse is empty where I used to play. Like toys that are broken, the heartaches I've known. The more I have suffered, the bigger I've grown. The more we may stumble, the less we shall fall. There's one who was burdened much greater than all. The lone Galilean whose hands hold the scars. The more we remember, the bigger we are. The more we remember, the bigger we are.
I'm gonna thank Jesus, gonna thank him every day. I found a wonderful life and he showed me the way. I'm not a sad old soul the way I used to be. I'm gonna thank Jesus for the wonderful change that his love made in me. I'm gonna thank him for a walking by my side both night and day. I'm gonna thank him for a watching and a helping me along life's troubled way. I'm gonna thank a Jesus, gonna thank him every day. I'm gonna thank a Jesus for the wonderful change that his love brought to me. I'm gonna thank him for a watching and a helping me along life's troubled way. I'm gonna thank a Jesus for building me a home up above. I'm gonna thank a Jesus for the wonderful change that his love made in me. Gonna thank a Jesus for the wonderful change that his love made in me.
Country Johnny Mathis with I'm Gonna Thank Jesus. Now, this is not the pop and jazz singer Johnny Mathis, and some of you might remember the singing duo of Jimmy and Johnny, who played the Louisiana Hayride in the 1950s and 60s. Johnny from that group was Johnny Mathis. He became known as Country Johnny Mathis. He went solo, recording for Decca, United Artists, and other labels. He wrote hit songs for George Jones, Farron Young, Webb Pierce, Charlie Pride, Johnny Paycheck, and others. And this is his first time on the gospel trail. He came from Maud, Texas, and he sang both country and gospel music. Melba Montgomery is one of my favorite female singers, famous for her 1974 Billboard number one hit, No Charge, and for her duet recordings with George Jones, Gene Pitney, and Charlie Louvin. King of Kings is from Melba's MusiCorps gusto album, The Hallelujah Road. And this song was written by Melba and her brother Carl. And you can't get any more country than Melba Montgomery. Then we go to Linda Evans from Oshawa, Ontario, with her version of Do Lord Remember Me.
Down the street, I see they're building a mansion. A lot of time is spent in building worldly things. I too have planned to live in a mansion, one that's built by the King. Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you so. I believe him, and someday I will join them in a city where the streets are pure gold. For things
friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me, way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Oh, he's calling you. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Way beyond the blue.
Linda Evans with Do Lord Remember Me, a traditional folk spiritual with its roots in African American church traditions from the 1800s. The double album Last of the Breed, issued in 2007, features three of the biggest names in country music, Ray Price, Willie Nelson, and Merle Haggard. And from that album, I have Sweet Jesus, written by the Hag, and they're all here, but I'll let you decide who's singing what parts. Jerry Flowers will follow with a Hank Williams song, one titled Calling You. This is from his CD album, Another Brand New Day, issued in 2003. And Jerry turned 90 years young back on October the 5th, 2025. An inductee of the New Brunswick Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2012. So friends, at this time, it's Ray Price, Merle Haggard, and Willie Nelson with Sweet Jesus, and then it's Jerry Flowers with Calling You.
Jesus, sweet Jesus, you love me just as I am. Jesus, sweet Jesus, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. The church wants to hear my confession. It's something they all want to see. But Lord, I'm only a sinner, just a sinner, and myself is all I can be. Jesus, sweet Jesus, you love me just as I am. Jesus, sweet Jesus, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
As a boy, I was always afraid to go and kneel down at altar call. And over the years, I wondered, was my soul saved or was it lost? Then I realized that salvation was all the grace of Jesus. And we'd all been saved, just as he saved the thief on the cross.
Jesus, sweet Jesus, you loved me just as I am. Jesus, sweet Jesus, I was washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When you've strayed from the fold and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Comes your way, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you follow in his light, he will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is burdened down and true friends cannot be found, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you follow Him each day, He will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Jerry Flowers from Fredericton, New Brunswick, Calling You is a Hank Williams song. And from the CD Last of the Breed, Sweet Jesus was Ray Price. Merle Haggard did the recitation part. Willie said a couple words throughout the song, and that was Willie's picking at the end. Pat Boone was tagged to be as big as Elvis Presley. In the 1950s, he rivaled Elvis in popularity, and in 1957, at the age of 23, he hosted his own television variety series on ABC, the Pat Boone Chevy Showroom. 115 episodes were aired, and Elvis Presley actually opened for Pat in 1955. And when it came to making movies, that is where he fell short. He was uncomfortable with certain scenes that went against his religious beliefs. Pat recorded over 2,600 official songs. Hits were Ain't That a Shame, I Almost Lost My Mind, Don't Forbid Me, Love Letters in the Sand, April Love, Moody River, I'll Be Home, and Speedy Gonzales. His wife was Shirley Foley, daughter of Red Foley, stars of the Ozark Jubilee and the Grand Ole Opry. Shirley passed in 2019 at 84, and Pat, at age 91, is still with us. And Pat has a nice version here of a Hank Williams song. This one is called Help Me Understand, and then it's a song I wrote, one titled The Little Country Church.
A little girl prayed at the close of the day, 'cause her daddy had gone far away. On her little face was a look of despair. I stood there and listened, and I heard this prayer.
My mama says daddy has brought us to shame, and I'm never no more to mention his name. Lord, take me and lead me and hold to my hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me understand.
You know, friends, I wonder how many homes are broken tonight, and just how many tears are shed because of some little word of anger that never should have been said. I'd like to tell you a story of a family that I once knew. We'll call them Mary, William, and their little daughter, Sue. Mary was just a plain mother. Bill was the usual dad. And they had their little family quarrels like everybody else, but neither one really got mad. But then one day, something happened. Oh, it was nothing, of course. But one word led to another, and the last word led to divorce. Now here were two grown-up people. They failed to use common sense, and they strengthened their own selfish pride at little Sue's expense. Now you know she didn't ask to be brought into this world, to drift from pillar to post. But a divorce seldom stops to consider the ones it'll hurt the most. Oh, there'd be so much more honest loving in this wicked old world today if just a few parted parents could just hear little Sue say,
take me and lead me and hold to my hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me understand.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9. Many years ago, back when I was a lad, in the little country church, oh, what fun we all had. A Sunday morning drive down the old country road, they'd come for miles around with heavy hearts to unfold. It's been many years since I bowed there in prayer. I wandered from God with many hardships to bear. I just had to go from that little country town. I searched far and wide, but no peace of mind was found. Fun-filled days by the old homestead place. When I think of those memories, there's a smile on my face. I have traveled this world over through the valleys and the hills. When I think of my Savior, it gives my heart a thrill. I'm going home today down that long dusty road. I gave my heart to Jesus for a life that I love so. My thoughts are of Jesus and that little country church. Baptized in the river, he took away my hurt. Country preacher you could hear from miles around. You'd hear him talk of Jesus as he spread that gospel sound. We must follow in his footsteps and tell his good news. Let's all tell the world the right path we must choose. As I drive around the corner, what a wonderful sight. I gave it all to Jesus one dark stormy night. In the shade of the pines is that little country church. Now I'm back to where I've started, I've ended my search. Yes, back in the country at the little country church. Thank you. Friends, I wrote The Little Country Church, recorded with Dr. Ray Legere back in 2004. Pat Boone with a Hank Williams song, Help Me Understand. The Singing Rambos were one of the most successful gospel trios of the 20th century. The group consisted of prolific songwriter Dottie Rambo, her husband Buck, and their daughter Reba. Dottie wrote more than 2,500 songs. Her songs were recorded by just about everyone, including Elvis Presley. Dottie came out of Madison, Kentucky, and on May 11, 2008, she was killed in a head-on car crash in Mount Vernon, Missouri. Come Spring by the Singing Rambos has always been one of my favorites. And then we go to For the Cross Quartet from Moncton. No Back Door to Heaven belongs to Jack Toombs, and Gene Autry recorded it in 1957. So friends, it's the Singing Rambos with Come Spring. And by the way, Dottie wrote Come Spring, and then we'll hear For the Cross Quartet with one called No Back Door to Heaven.
I stood in the lonely room of a mother old and gray. Her boy so weak she could hardly speak. I brushed a tear away. She was watching the little snowflakes falling on the windowpane. She breathed a sigh and then replied, I'll be gone to be with Jesus come spring. Before the roses bloom in my garden, I'll be gathering flowers in a better land. Before the fields are green, before the robin sings, I'll be gone to be with Jesus come spring. There's a big gate standing open, a gentle voice calls me home. Soon I'll be in God's country, in a garden all my own, with my troubles all behind me and my body free from pain. When the sun melts the snow and the warm winds blow, I'll be gone to be with Jesus come spring. Now the roses have bloomed in her garden, and the warm winds blow across the fields of green. She's gone where angels sing, her loss is heaven's gain.
But we'll meet when God gathers flowers. Come spring.
Friends, in July, CFTA will be celebrating 15 great years on the air. Donations are always welcomed. Connect to the station using your listening device. Look at the top for support. Click on that, and it's really easy to donate. It takes a lot of money to keep us on the air, and ads only cover part of our expenses. The 107.9 transmitter alone uses as much power as leaving an electric stove turned on 24/7. As we look forward to celebrating 15 years this summer, please remember, we can't do it without your help.
There'll be endless celebration, and I'm thinking
Travel is a straight and narrow way. There's no cuts and bends for you, my friend. The road only leads one way, 'cause there's no
back door to heaven.
There's no
back door to heaven.
Oh Lordy, no
back door to heaven, child. You gotta go through the front gate.
Strand. You can't say I'm saved and walk a different way, 'cause there's only one road to the promised land. There's no
back door to heaven.
There's no
back door to heaven.
Oh Lordy, no
back door to heaven, child. You gotta go through the front gate,
'cause there's no
back door to heaven. Back door to heaven.
For the Cross Quartet, No Back Door to Heaven, and the Singing Rambos with Come Spring. For the Cross Quartet, we're inducted into the New Brunswick Gospel Music Hall of Fame, located at 8 River Street in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And as far as I know, Lefty Frizzell, one of the most influential country music vocal stylings of all time, recorded one gospel song. I Do Have It by Lefty, but I'm going to play a more updated version recorded by his brother, Alan Frizzell. Lefty's brothers, David and Alan, are well known in the world of country music. Alan found God, and in the early 2000s, he began singing for Jesus Christ. He embraced Christian country music. His song, A Man and His Word, topped the Southern Gospel Christian Country Charts. More accolades followed, Group of the Year, Outstanding Artist of the Year, a BMI Award for Million On-Air Performance. Brother Lefty wrote, We Crucified Our Jesus, and then we go to the Gordons, Gary and Roberta from Illinois with Thank You Lord, and this is from their 1995 CD album, Family Bible. Both Alan Frizzell and the Gordons are making their debut on the Gospel Trail.
We crucified our Jesus. Our thanks for what God did. But I believe way down deep in my heart, He still loves us like He loves on the kids. You know I've done things that's bad, and I've done things, friends, that's good. And I know that I ain't lived the way I really should. But who is it that's perfect that don't love a little fun? And who is it, friends, that can live like God's unforgotten Son? You know He sent His Son to guide us and to show us the right way, to prove to us, friends, that there would be a judgment day. He was so good, perfect, loved us with love so true. And He spent all His time telling us to please do right, but what did we do? We crucified our Jesus. Our thanks for what God did. But I believe way down deep in my heart, He still loves us like He loves on the kids. So let's stop, let's think and let's pray. Change be good, what do you say? 'Cause if we're ever gonna change, well, let's change today.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us life through Jesus, for showing us the light. Thank you, Lord, for helping us day by day. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us strong when the road is rough and the day is long. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Giving us life through Jesus, for showing us the light. Thank you, Lord, for helping us day by day. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us strong when the road is rough and the day is long. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord, by the Gordons from their album Family Bible. And Alan Frizzell, brother of the great Lefty Frizzell, with one that Lefty wrote, "They Crucified My Jesus." Brothers Alan and David sure sound like their famous brother. Gary and Roberta Gordon recorded folk, bluegrass, and blues. They spent much of their careers touring Europe, and they released albums overseas in various countries. Gary is a super guitarist. Well, friends, we've come to the end of another Gospel Trail show, and this one just happens to be program 756. A big thank you to you all for your support, for your emails, your text and phone calls, and for your support for Tantramar Radio. Remember, if I don't hear from you, then I don't know what I'm doing right or wrong. Back in 1964, Charlie Moore and Bill Napier released on King Records what would become a classic album called Country Hymnal. It was re-released on vinyl several times, then a few more times in the CD format, and it was even advertised over television. When I was in my late teens and early 20s, I sang all 12 songs from that album. Charlie Moore and Bill Napier have our final song, one called A Home in the Rock.
Just beyond the mountain top, I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, no more water, fire next time. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see?
I've got a home in that rock, don't you see?
I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? I've got a home in that rock, just beyond the mountaintop. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? Oh, I'm climbing up the King's Highway. Oh, I'm climbing up the King's Highway. On my track, never think of looking back. I'm climbing up the King's Highway.
I've got a home in that rock, don't you see?
I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? I've got a home in that rock, just beyond the mountaintop. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see?
won't you come and see? There's honey in the rock for me. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? I've got a home in that rock, just beyond the mountain top. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see?
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.